like a vulture circling round me, thinking that my flesh is free and that it's yours to eat. Or did you ever stop to think about the consequences of your deeds? And did you think a cat would never grab a bird and trap him by his beak? Beak, a beak, beak is all I hear from you. Self-proclaiming I will train and none of it is true. I don't know if you ever give a second thought about the people that you play. And I don't know if you ever give a second thought about the stupid things you say. That I know you, but I don't really know you anyway. Yeah, you say that I know you, but I don't really know you anyway. Stupid things you say that I know you, but I don't really know you anyway. Yeah, you say that I know you, but I don't really know you anyway.
Hey, this is Lou Rostega. You're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg.
For you, put killing me. Yeah, they're killing you.
Hi, I'm Mark Browning from Ox. You're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
Close your eyes and remember the starlit sky. We're going down to LA City. Beat up 4x4, yeah. A girl I pick up a long way. I'll go down just to see how far that I can go from Ontario. I'm going down the 2-4 and a carton of cigarettes. I bet all my friends I'll make a big time movie star. Go down to LA City. The girl ain't pretty, but the girl is mine. Oh, bye, lady, beach ball.
silly city, here I come. Oh, bye-bye, Canadian, peach bowl cutie, pigtail man, American beauty, here I come. Oh, here I come. Oh, bye-bye, oh, bye-bye, oh, bye-bye, oh, bye-bye, bye-bye.
We tried to cross the border to get into the U.S. They were so impressed, they searched the van to know all about us. We drove across the Midwest, dressed in our Sunday best. There were lots of people to impress at the gas stations. So say it with me, baby, we've got to keep the engine running. We've got to keep the engine running, or we'll never see the ocean again. Los Angeles, dressed in our Sunday best, and no one was impressed. Yeah, no one was impressed. So say it with me, baby, we've got to keep the engine running. We've got to keep the engine running, or we'll never see Flynn flying again. So don't leave me long pining, and don't run out of gas. Could happen.
Yep, anything could happen. Even Ray Spoon could play at Ragpickers.
Like,
I don't know, it's the annex. It's that place upstairs from there.
From the Ragpickers? But I guess Claire, you can pick it up.
And we've seen Ray a number of times.
And I always enjoy
always
Ray.
Always good, yeah.
Yeah.
Your Trailer Door is the record. Keep the Engine Running. That was for Claire, who wanted that one. And
yeah, always enjoy, yeah. Ray's a character.
Good idea.
I
believe Claire also likes Ox, who we heard before that, L.A. City from a Dust Bowl Revival, which is starting to gather dust itself. He's got a new record coming out, but not until friggin' September.
Yeah, and can we wait that
which
long?
I don't understand. American Lo-Fi is the name of the record. It doesn't come out until September 14th.
We can't wait that long.
I'm going to get Ken Beattie to leak me a copy.
Yeah.
He will, because he's a good
guy. He's a good guy, and he likes you.
Leroy Stagger before that, Bloody Guitars from Dear Love, record.
That's not his first one, right?
It is.
First? He didn't have a one out before that?
No.
Dear Love was the first?
There was an EP or something before that. But that was
you like that one.
I love that one. Yeah.
Second one is growing on you?
A little bit.
So? Got great review in Harp magazine.
Yeah.
But.
And we started out with Kent McAllister, who I finally figured out sounds like Jack Johnson.
Yeah. That would have driven you crazy. You would have had to go through your entire CD collection.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to sleep. Things You Say is the name of the tune. They're playing tomorrow night at the Big High and Lonesome Club.
That's not convenient for me.
What are you talking about? Well, you're at the arena. It's like 5 blocks away.
I know, but I got a birthday. I got a lot to squeeze in. For an unemployed guy.
How many birthday parties do you go to? You go to a birthday party every second week.
I know. I got a few friends.
That must be your code word for going to, I don't know, pick up hookers and blow or something. Because nobody goes to as many birthday parties as you. Every time I want you to go some, oh, I got to go to a birthday party.
I know. And it's a 50th, too. It's the big one.
I don't know. Maybe I'm going to have to ask Corky where you really go on those days you say you're going to. Maybe she doesn't know either. Oh. Yeah. Hey, your old friend is releasing a new record.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since the last record, I believe.
He was kind enough to send me a copy, and of course...
He should.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like his biggest fan.
That's right, you were. Yeah. And then he just kind of fell off the end of the earth.
Yeah, didn't do anything, did he? Didn't seem to plan it. And didn't he put together a band of
some type? Had a great band name. I forget what it was now.
Yeah, it was a... Yeah.
Great band name.
And then they never did anything.
I know.
He didn't play anywhere. He didn't do anything.
He's a bit of a strange dude. I don't know if you ever heard the time he was on my show. Not one of the best interviews I've ever
done. Was
that
up there with Martin Tielli?
Very close. Yeah.
That was my all-time favorite.
Yeah.
Because I had to leave the room all the time because... I couldn't keep a straight face on that.
I know. And then you made me laugh. You were standing there laughing at me.
That was a beauty.
But anyways, this is Steve Schellenberg, who's not much for conversation, but he...
Yeah, and we're just taking a
good record.
A flyer on it, and he reminds us a bit of John Hyatt at times.
True.
Yeah.
The album is called Runaway, and the song is... old guys like me can't read that, Steve.
It's in writing, isn't it?
It's even called These Old Boys.
Or...
Oh, perfect.
Adult male, move and sail, hitting hard in a dusty trail, just like Arthur and the Holy Grail. Well, I'm all fired up. Goodbye, Joe, I got to go. I turned up the volume on the radio. I heard that song from long ago, and I'm all stirred up. It brought me back when I was just a kid. Nothing moved me like the music did. Melodies all through my head, and it's all because of these old boys. You know they got my number. It's an echo to the heart attack of me right between the eyes. I'm talking about these old boys. You know they got my number. I come on. Get a real job for crying out loud. You never get far with your head in the clouds. Well, baby James will take the blame, cause things ain't never gonna be the same. You stepped into the old ball game and you walked me down a country road. Oh, and what's the deal with Brother Neil singing out like a squeaky wheel? But it ain't nothing if it ain't real, and it sure was real to me. I'm singing these old boys, you know they got my number. Echo to the heart attack and me right between the eyes. I'm talking about these old boys. I know they got my number. I come on. I listen to the man with the radio voice. Telling you to make another lifestyle choice. Playing it back on 16 track, I'm in the middle of something. Gonna call you back cause the tape is rolling and the red light's on. I'm running out of money. Honey, I ain't got time for nothing but the new release. I'll be the squeaky wheel, I'm gonna get the grease. Just like Jason in the Golden Fleece. Well, I'm over the wall and I'm blaming it all on these old boys. You know they got my number. It's an echo to the heart attack and me right between the eyes. I'm talking about these old boys. You know they got my number. Talking about. Listen to the man with the radio voice. Telling you to make another lifestyle choice. Na, na, na.
everybody line up single file. Everybody put on a great big smile. There are so many things that can hurt, but you don't want to feel. You should never feel those things for real. Some things can make you cry. Sometimes you'd rather die than to let another tear fall from your eye. When some things make you wonder about the God you're living under. Now I know I feel as though I can recover slowly, and now I won't take life so slow. I'm seizing every moment now, right now, right now. You'd like to time, where you can move the mountains
architects of joy, you know they dream a lie about what's real and about what's not. They're gonna set us on our way on a dreamer's holiday.
Yeah, that was the one that we picked before last year's Folk Fest.
Right, and, said, and how right were we?
We were right, yeah. Jesse DiNatale, The Dreamer's Holiday, from the record that was supposed to be out shortly after last year's Folk Fest and still right. hasn't surfaced.
Because Tom Waits loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
And was going to produce it? Was he going to? No. I'm gonna, you know what? I'm going to email Jesse because we have a thing going. We corresponded quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
No, that's true. I'm. You know what? I'm sending you the emails that he sent me.
You should. That was one of the best interviews that nobody ever heard. I interviewed him here at the station for my show before Folk Fest last year, and I was recording it, and the stupid computer froze up halfway into the interview, so I lost almost all of
it.
By the time I got it fired up, we were almost done. I think we got 5 minutes of it on the air. It was about a half an hour interview.
And he's a really cool, soft-spoken, kind of like just a, you know, let-her-go type guy. Yeah, I enjoyed him. So I'm going to send you those emails.
Yeah,
he asked me about the weather, invited me down to San Fran. You know, he was doing some garden and yard work when he... But I'll send them to you.
You got a million of them. Todd Hunter Band before that, Now I Know from the new album, Life is Good. CD release party Saturday, Park Theater. Good time.
Now, did you go to the Park Theater for the...
I went to the Park Theater for J.P. Ho's live recording event.
Okay, you didn't go for the four-band Beasley Muse?
No, I thought about it, but it was like...
Yeah. I'd probably go that far just to see Renee.
Yeah. It's a good little venue, and you can sit and have pizza and...
Pizza and a beer.
Pizza and a beer and watch.
You know, that was our idea. Cheesecake. Why didn't we do that?
I know.
We could have been the one.
Because we have no money and no business sense. No vision, no commitment.
Okay, besides those couple of things.
Steve Schellenberg, before that, These Old Boys, his CD release party is May the 6th at the gas station.
And, I guess I'll be getting that signed.
Oh, of course.
Steve and Eve.
I'll be back Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home. Next Thursday, 7:30 special. We call it the Shark Tank. The students of George Waters Middle School will be here at 7:30.
That's going to be a great show because those kids are brilliant. Kids nowadays are smart.
Absolutely. Speaking of brilliant and smart, Tristan's coming in to warp our minds. Some fine mind warp action.
She's got a bottle of wine. What is that?
What's that? Wow.
I'm drinking on the job.
Good for you. Good for you.
Let's hope the CRTC is listening.
I'm looking funky, I might add. That's a
what else is new?
Well, I know. I don't even have to say
just
that anymore.
State the obvious.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got a couple of commercials. Stay tuned for Tristan. Thanks for being here. Check out the website.
Yeah, www.steelthebeltedradio.com.
He's free to say.